In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Epistle and Gospel read today provide us a pretty good summary of what we are to do to practice our Catholic faith. We are to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and pray to the Father in Jesus' name. None of these ideas should be new to us. If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. What St. James and Jesus mean to say by this is that it does not suffice for the children of God to do only the external acts of worship, as the Jews used to do. We are made of body and soul, and therefore we must honor and adore and worship our Creator with both our physical being and our spiritual being. This is actually quite applicable to us who, as we attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass, should be concerned not just with being there physically, but also in spirit and with our minds. And so, my dear friends, I would like to talk to you today about a very, very practical topic. I would like to tell you one of many ways in which we may strive to keep our hearts attentive during Mass. As a matter of fact, I believe that many might struggle sometimes to keep attentive during Mass. It might happen that we are respectful and silent, but our hearts is either idle or somewhere out into the world, thinking of something else. And before we realize, the bells bring us back to the church when we were perhaps some miles away with our minds, and we barely struggle to pay attention to the consecration and to receive with some devotion our Lord. Dear faithful, dear friends, this is not a complaint or a criticism. We all suffer of the same issues because we are whole human. I'm sure many of you perhaps don't even get that distracted during Mass, but even if you do, it is our nature to get distracted as we pray. Because, breaking news, we are not angels. However, we probably could avoid many of the distractions if we acted in the right way. We probably ask ourselves, why is it that I cannot profit as much as I would like from the Mass? Why do I get so distracted? And someone might think, is the Latin? I hope to many of you. Or is the weather? Or any other reason? But no, the reason why we get so distracted is that we are not in the habit of praying. We don't know how to pray. And so, my dear friends, if we wish to pay attention to Mass, if we wish to profit as much as we can, we must learn to pray well. And how do we learn to pray? Well, the answer is actually very simple. You learn and excel in praying the same way you learn and excel in anything else. By practice, by daily practice. If we pay attention every day to pray carefully, at least our basic prayers, with attention and devotion, meaning what we say, not just repeating words, but actually striving to connect with God. And if, as I said, we do this on a daily basis, soon enough, we will acquire the habit of praying. So look at your praying at home as an exercise, a spiritual workout, if you will, to be able to pray each time better and better. Get more results, and especially be able to get more from the Mass. In order to help you out with this, I would like to speak also about one of many forms in which we can pray. And that is a prayer of petition or supplication. This is perhaps our most basic form of prayer, because we cannot live without it. We have to ask God for help and for many things. Well, if you want to be attentive during Mass, here is a way you can exercise your prayer of petition. If you pay attention to the prayers in your missal, but that means you don't go every 3 minutes to the bathroom. If you pay attention to your prayers in your missal, you will see that the Mass is divided in many different parts. Whether you have a missal or not, try to identify these different parts so that your prayer may align, may match with the prayers of the priest. And so when the priest comes in Mass, when the priest comes in for Mass, making your heart an act of contrition as the confiteor is recited. Take your time to ask for forgiveness, perhaps for some particular sins of your past life. After the episode, the Gospel and the Sermon, which require our attention, comes another section in the Mass, the Offertory. And in this section, offer to God this Mass for all the people in heaven that you love. Bring to mind the saints of your devotion, and particularly offer the Mass in reparation to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. After the Sanctus will be the time you can use to pray for all the living which are in your intentions. And here, take time to name them, to ask to God for their particular needs, issues, and problems. Let us not fear to take our time, because the more that we take care to pray for someone, the more our prayers merit to be answered by God. Don't be afraid of repeating the same petition. True lovers are repetitive. Don't be afraid of repeating the same petition and the same prayer for the same person, perhaps. Because again, sometimes, God wants to see if we really do trust in Him and care for our petition. At the same time, while we pray for our loved ones, the priest also prays for the living. and for your intentions, and what is called the memento of the living, which is to say the remembrance of the living. The consecration comes, which again demands our full attention, and after the consecration comes what is called the memento of the dead, which is to say that is the time that we can use to pray for all those who have died and who are in our intentions. And more we are growing up in age, more the list is long. Pray for them, pray for your deceased until you hear the priest say, Nobis quoque peccatoribus. When he says that he prays for himself, that he may be allowed to go to heaven as well in the company of all the saints. So when you hear those words, take that time also to pray for yourself. And after these prayers of supplication, use the rest of the time to try to prepare your soul for communion. And after receiving, use the time to do thanksgiving for the grace of the most holy sacraments. And you see, dear friends, in this way, without a missal, without much need of science or knowledge, we may spend the time of the Mass in most useful prayer and go to every Mass filled with purpose. You will also be better disposed to receive the Blessed Sacraments. But that's true, it is difficult to pray. It's difficult to be attentive during Mass. We should not be surprised, should not be discouraged. We are just human. Our Catholic faith, including particular devotions, is often difficult to practice on a fundamental level because we don't see the mysteries or devotions as relating to a person. We don't see Christ as a person. We don't see our Blessed Mother as a person. This is the reason why it's so difficult for us to pray. The great Catholic philosopher Alice von Hildebrand brings up an excellent point in her book, The Privilege of Being a Woman, when she says that one of the gifts of womanhood is the ability to see the person more promptly, more readily than men, as the latter tend to think more in an abstract manner. So, dear mothers, dear women, by nature and by gift, you see the person of Christ more easily than we men do. Gentlemen, we tend to think of God as an abstraction, an idea, a topic to discuss. But God is not a mere abstraction. We can talk about Him, but we also need to talk to Him. He is a real person. It is a struggle because we cannot see God like we see one another. We have the same difficulty with Our Lady. It's easy to think of her as just an idea, as just an abstraction. Therefore, what I wish to do today for our benefit is to help us to see her, to see Jesus as real persons. By gift and by nature, women will understand this better. By the way, this is the reason why mothers are so well suited to raise children. Mothers can teach their children to see Jesus as a real person, to see Our Lady, to see the saints, angels, as real persons, rather than abstract ideas. What kind of relationship can we have with an abstract idea? We cannot. It is only when you begin to consider it, to be aware of the other person, then the relationship really starts being effective. By the way, this might be the source of some of the troubles that people experience in marriages. Husbands don't always see the person in their life, in their wives, the way they should. A man's wife is not an abstraction. She's a real person, just as real as he is. And he needs to remember that. But it's a topic for another day. A communist writer in Mexico once said, Catholics confuse me. They say that God is omnipotent, that he can do everything, and yet they pray to him as if he had nothing to give. Dear faithful, don't let that apply to us. Pray to our Lord in prayer of supplication for many, many spiritual things. Grow into the habit of praying so that coming to Mass becomes a second nature. And dear parents, what's more important, spend some time with your children, each one in particular. Teaching them to talk to God in their hearts and connect with God in an habitual manner. Teach them what they should ask for so that for them also, coming to Mass becomes a profitable and edifying experience. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.